there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. As we move into the month of April, Earth Month, we'll celebrate Earth Day and Arbor Day and the full blossoming of spring. And today's episode is the perfect way to kick that off. My guest, Michelle S., created two wonderful organizations, Community for Environmental Sustainability, which is a community garden, food distribution, and nutrition education program, as well as Love a Sea Turtle, which is dedicated to youth leadership. Michelle is another very impressive Riley's Way Call for Kindness Fellow, and I was blown away by her passion for gardening, sustainability, and the environment. I hope this episode will inspire you to get outside and do something for our planet during this Earth Month. Welcome back, everybody. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more? Tell us how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, any of that good stuff, and then tell us everything about your project. Start from the very beginning.
Of course. So hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Song. I am a 17-year-old senior from Greenville, North Carolina, and I am the creator of an initiative called the Community for Environmental Sustainability, which is a huge name, but it is, in short, CFES. I'm also currently a very active student volunteer of an organization called Love a Sea Turtle, which is focused on environmental stewardship and youth leadership development. And so with CFES specifically, I started it because I wanted to provide accessible environment education, particularly for under-resourced communities within my neighborhood, as well as providing a sort of like hub or platform for other youth that want to start service learning, volunteering, and community service, as well as environmental stewardship, but don't exactly know where to start. So my organization so will provide monetary, but also emotional and mental support with the help of some other people within my team who are also amazing youth leaders. And we also help manage the Greenville Community Garden as well as the Greenville Community Orchard to help grow and harvest as well as donate fresh produce all throughout Eastern North Carolina.
Amazing. And tell me how this got started for you. So you obviously are a person who cares about the planet. You like to be outdoors. You like gardening. You care about animals. So, you know, as a senior in high school, like, how did this all come to you to begin with?
Well, it started when I first started high school. I have grown up with amazing parents who are always encouraging me to explore different foods in a cultural aspect, but we also had a garden. So a lot of my childhood days were spent just playing around near the fig tree and looking at all the different pollinators. So I've always grown up loving nature and different foods as well as cultural exploration. So when I started high school, I wanted to try volunteering. So I went to the Greenville Community Garden and I met some amazing youth mentors as well as some adult leaders within town that were like, hey, you know what? You clearly seem to be interested and you want to help out. And we know that you don't exactly want to start. So let's show you around what it's like to be involved. And so I got opened up to, unfortunately, a wide network of food insecurity within Greenville. And I realized it was something that no one really discussed in public school education, as well as just in general. And that's something I wanted to change. And so using that motivation, I created the Community for Environmental Sustainability, starting with food insecurity. But as I continued to work in the garden, I realized that food insecurity and good public health infrastructure is intersectional. It is stemmed off of not just food, but also accessible education, focusing on youth leadership, providing mental health resources. Literacy is also a huge one. And so CFES sort of started from food, but branched out into different sectors. So it kind of became all encompassing because we didn't want to like discourage one thing over another. Not that just one specific thing will do that, but we wanted to encourage people to explore outside of their comfort zone.
Well, I love what you say there about the intersectionality of it and how complicated and multi-layered it is. So I have a master's in public health, and I totally hear this, that any one problem, so for example, food insecurity or hunger, is not just one, there's not one cause for that, right? And our environmental issues, clearly, it's multi-layered, complicated, and it's sort of hard to tease all of the pieces apart. And I think a lot of people just kind of throw up their hands and give up. So I just love that you are coming at this. First of all, that you came to this work through your own family, through your love of gardening, being exposed to different types of foods. And you raise a really nice issue that many people don't have the sort of luxury of having fresh produce and being able to be exposed to different tastes and textures because they just don't have the resources to do that. So walk us through what CFES does specifically. How do you gather volunteers and other interested teens? What kind of work do you do in the community? And is it during the school day? Is it after school? Tell us kind of a little bit about the logistics.
Yes, of course. So CFES is year round. It's not reliant on school schedules. And because the garden, time is an issue there because it never stops, okay? Weeding is merciless. So a lot of our volunteers for CFES come for the garden workdays, which are bi-weekly garden workdays at the Greenville Community Garden and Orchard. Now we can get typically 20 to 50 volunteers for every event, sometimes up in the hundreds for big events. And we don't recruit them necessarily, but we do advertise and spread the word through social media, such as Facebook and Instagram, and also through word of mouth. One great benefit about Greenville being sort of a smaller city is that a lot of people know each other. So word spreads like wildfire. It's great. And so that's when we get our volunteers, and we do typically do weeding at the garden and orchard, harvesting, you know, getting ready to make sure that all of our produce is harvested and donated. We'll wash things. But there's also huge events that we will put out a couple times in a year, and those will also include food events. And that's where the cultural food exploration aspect comes in. So people, we have a very diverse group of students, volunteers, and community members that are also very good at cooking. And so we were able to do some Korean food, like some Korean street food, like hotdog, and kimchi jjigae, which is just like this kimchi stew. And we're all able to gather around after a hard day of working and talk about it. And that ended up being a really great experience. So that's one of those other fun events that we do as well. There are also major cleanup events, roadside cleanups, kayaking. We have an event called Splash for Trash in partnership and collaboration with multiple other organizations within North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. I love the piece about the different cultural foods. You know, being exposed to different flavors is, again, another way to expand our palates and our understanding of other cultures, right? Food is such an easy way in to start a conversation about the nature of food and different tastes and spices and all of that great stuff. Well, it just sounds like the program is so varied and rich and you just do so many different things. Do you have to raise any money for all of this? Like, how are you funded? Are you trying to get grants? Like, how does that part work?
Yes, so funding is a very important part of this initiative, as well as many other nonprofits and organizations around the world. Typically, we apply for different micro grants or bigger grants. There are plenty of different garden grant opportunities that are posted on social media and different websites. So, funny enough, grant writing is actually a big chunk of this whole process. And it's kind of the boring part that no one really talks about. It's like paperwork, you know, but it's also a very important aspect because without that monetary funding, but also this network of support, this wouldn't be possible.
Sure. And also, you're learning a really important skill, right? I think preparing a grant, responding to a grant application is an incredible skill set because you have to have a budget, you have to justify what you're going to use the money for, and more importantly, it allows you to actually be able to succinctly articulate your mission and what you're doing and why it's important, why the organization, the foundation, or the government should give you the funds to do this work, what the outcomes are going to be, right? How many people are you going to impact? It's just such a really succinct way to really be able to learn about the work that you're doing and articulate it to somebody else. It's like the elevator pitch, as they say, but it's all written out. So good for you. I appreciate that it is tedious and the paperwork part is sort of boring and it's not as fun as being outside gardening, but it's so, so, so important. And the fundraising piece is so important. So how do you see this growing? You're a senior in high school. What are your thoughts on sustainability? Pardon that word, but how do you see the organization continuing after you go off to college? You have younger teens that are a part of your organization that are going to take over for you. And do you see perhaps expanding this to include work that you can do on your college campus, wherever you end up?
Yes. So, and I love that you mentioned this. Sustainable infrastructure is a very important part of community service, regardless of what branch it's in. So I'm going to continue doing this senior year of high school. And honestly, this might be the busiest year yet for CFES and so many other organizations. And then in college, I hope to, preface this by saying there are many younger high school students as well as middle school students, elementary school students that are also involved with CFES. They have been to CFES events and are interested in continuing it. I have this whole team of youth leaders and students that will continue to take over as I leave for college. And then in college, while I may not be able to physically be there because CFES started as a very local thing, it is not virtual and I cannot spread it nationwide, I would love to continue being involved in similar activities, so environmental clubs, and I'm really interested in pursuing public health mm-hmm. in college, so continuing to be involved in that as well.
Absolutely. And believe me, there are going to be hungry and food insecure people no matter where you go to college. Sadly, whatever community you end up in, there will be people there that need your help in that regard. And there will be people who care about the environment, care about your nature, care about either the shoreline or the parks where your college is located. So there's no question that you'll find other like-minded students on the college campus where you end up. And this work, certainly for yourself, can continue. Well, Michelle, I think this is all really amazing. And it's just a terrific reminder that, you know, this work belongs to all of us. The notion that young people can't get involved is silly. You guys can get out there and put gloves on and do a beach cleanup or a park cleanup. You can do the gardening. Just what a wonderful way to put your hands literally in the dirt and make something beautiful out of it. And I just love that you're encouraging other teens to get out in their community and ask if you can participate in a community garden or whatever it is. I really don't think there's any reason why younger people can't get involved in this work. And I think that organizations should encourage it, absolutely. So tell us, Michelle, where can people find out more about your efforts? And then maybe if they have any questions and want to reach out and want to start something similar in their own community, how can they do that?
Whew, all right. First of all, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful opportunity.
No, thank you. This is amazing.
Yes. I mean, especially since I'm speaking to someone who has an MPA.
Right, exactly.
That's so exciting. But if you would love to learn more about the Community for Environmental Sustainability, as well as Love a Sea Turtle and the other organizations involved within these initiatives and nonprofits, you guys can go to loveaseaturtle.com. You can also check out the Love a Sea Turtle Instagram page. They all kind of have the same names. Facebook with the same name. If you live near the Greenville or Eastern North Carolina area and would love to help, you guys can always reach out to the Greenville Community Garden, which is spelled exactly that way, Facebook and Instagram page as well.
Amazing. I just love a sea turtle. It's just such a terrific name. Like, of course, who doesn't love a sea turtle? That's amazing.
Yes,
well, Michelle, yes. I'm wishing you the best of luck, both in this very, very important work, but also in your college applications and your senior year and all good things. I have no doubt that you're going to be very, very successful. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. And thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.